The CIA has concluded that Russia employed hackers to attempt to influence the U.S. election last month. Most of us think of stolen emails and perhaps unsuccessful efforts to hack into voting machines when we hear that. But when it comes to influencing Americans through their computers, Moscow has other options too, like Russia Direct. That's one of many Kremlin-funded outlets aimed at a U.S. audience. The motto of this small online journal is "Turning Monologues into Dialogues." Each Russia Direct story offers readers an alternative article that gives a different, though not always opposing, perspective. Pavel Koshkin is the site's editor-in-chief. He says he's trying to reach an audience of well-educated Americans he calls experts.
Experts are, by definition, skeptical. They just put into question everything. We should persuade, and instead of imposing certain agenda, we just try to provide both points of views. Maybe it's risky sometimes, but we just try to do well-balanced journalism.
Yeah, you call Russia Direct a Russian media outlet, which is fair, but it is financed by the Russian government. And your newsroom, as far as I can tell, is situated inside the headquarters of the government's official newspapers.
You're right, yes. We are, regardless of the fact that we are based in Moscow in the editorial office of Российская газета, it's Russia's official newspaper, they don't influence our editorial policy. They are totally separate editorial teams.
If I take, though, an issue like Crimea, Russia Direct has described the annexation of Crimea as incorporation, when in fact there were and are Russian troops there. And the word annexation really is more accurate if you're going to be factual about it. Isn't that an example of propaganda?
I agree that annexation is more accurate, but if an expert describes the annexation of Crimea as an incorporation, we just leave it as it is. If an expert see it as annexation, we leave annexation. In an opinion section, we just try to counterbalance different points of views. Some people see it as incorporation. Okay, it's incorporation for you, annexation for this expert. It's a matter of just straddling between two different extremes.
Pavel, I'm curious to know how you at Russia Direct see RT, the Kremlin's English TV network, Russia Today.
I'm not a big fan of this kind of... I even couldn't call it as a journalism. They pursue different goals. I don't think that they should follow this agenda because it's very, very one-sided and lacks of objectivity.
Have you ever met Vladimir Putin?
No. I think he just doesn't care about this.
He's the one in charge of financing organizations like yours. You think he really doesn't care about what you're saying?
I don't think he cares because I think he's pretty busy. Russia Direct is a very small, a teeny editorial team. We just target a very narrow circle of experts. It allows us to do this kind of journalism.
Here in the U.S., Russian President Putin, for many, is best known as an ex-KGB chief who has thrown opponents in jail, bombed hospitals in Aleppo, and driven Russian gays underground. He's seen as a strongman. To some, he's even a dictator. So how would you describe Putin?
I think his professional legacy haunts him and maybe creates problems of credibility in the West.
Does he have authoritarian tendencies?
Yes, I think yes, he does. But on the other hand, he's sincerely concerned with the fact that Russia is not taken very seriously. It doesn't take as an equal partner. You know, it's a matter of inferiority complex. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, if you look deeper in his psychology, his character, everything might be a bit easier to explain.
It sounds like you're saying his authoritarian qualities are just misunderstood.
Not really misunderstood. I just try to find an explanation why he tends to be authoritarian.
Some would hear that and say it almost sounds like an excuse for his authoritarian tendencies.
I don't defend him. I just try to understand his motivations. And if you understand his real motivations, in future it might be easier to deal with him, to come up with some compromises or not.
What does the average Russian make of Donald Trump?
They like him. Just his style, I think. I would say this disclaimer. I don't like Trump personally, his style of leadership. But most Russians, they do like such style of leadership.
How would the average Russian describe Trump's style of leadership?
As a strong guy who would like to make America great again, this slogan echoes Putin's. Russians people tend to support the paternalistic style of leadership.
As Putin and Trump kind of start to line up as two leaders of these big countries, is it going to make your job harder?
I would dare to assume that Putin and Trump won't be able to find common ground and see eye to eye. There might be machismo rivalry. Putin and Trump, they do have personal chemistry. But in the case of a clash, it might be disaster. Trump is whimsical. He's mercurial. He's totally unpredictable. And maybe some Russians underestimate this fact.
Pavel Koshkin is the editor-in-chief of Russia Direct. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.